You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Tous les artistes en France avec les coupes de pied, pumps, mix, coro, mix, coro, plus vite que mon bullet. Hello, this is Bradley Martin. Bradley, with the Screener Squad, ready to review a Netflix film straight from France, I believe. Lost Bullet. But I won't be reviewing this by myself. No, I have some colleagues
that have also...
watched the film, as they say in the industry. That's an industry term. You can look it up. Adrian.
Je m'appelle Adrian.
And Aaron.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try, guys. Hi.
Very good. Very good. And a happy Father's Day. Belated Father's Day to you, sir. I'm glad you could make it.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. I'm going to sit this one out.
Well, thank you. Now, this film, usually what Netflix does from my experience with these type of films is they watch a French action film, make a terrible, too adequate rendition of it with American actors, usually an Avenger looking for work in between the next big Disney.
Hey, I liked The Wheelman, okay? That was okay. a legit good movie.
That was cool. I liked The Wheelman, too.
That was it, though.
Me, too. Lost Bullet, though, they decided to take out the middleman and just translate the film and play it on Netflix to very good results, at least here in Canada. This made the top 10 for a good, it's going to be in the top 10 for a week. Can't say the same for the States. I don't get that list.
No, it didn't show up in the top 10. And I will admit that I didn't get any real promotion for this at all. This very much like the last days of American Crime. Like, you guys announced that it was up and running, and I was like, oh, I did not know that. I should go watch it then. I will, right now.
Very good. Well, our story is about Lino, super mechanic. The kind of mechanic that is so good that if this was an American film, you'd have Michael Caine saying, "This is the best damn mechanic I've ever seen." But he gets caught and thrown in jail with all the losers until a cop who wants to stop a bunch of drug running says, "Hey, I got the drivers, but I don't have the brains behind our equipment. Lino, come be an informant for us. Build our cars, do some good." So Lino decides, what the hell, it's better than being in prison. Makes the right choice there, helps out the police. But some of these police are a little corrupt. And he's caught up in a scandal and a crime that he's going to fall for unless he finds a missing piece of evidence, the lost bullet in question. Now, this is, first and foremost, an action thriller. And action thrillers live and die, in my experience, on the action set pieces. Adrian, why don't you tell us about the action set pieces, if you enjoyed them, and if this is a successful action film?
Well, I would say this is a thriller until it decides it's also going to be an action movie. There's a quick kind of stunt at the beginning, but that's more setting up the team, the high-speed pursuit team that they're a part of. But when it did get to the action, which is, I'm pretty sure it's like the midway point, or at least like the end of the first act. I thought it was pretty fun. It was doing some stuff where I was like, oh, this is kind of like a mix of like the Raid and Jackie Chan in a way. Like, not as brutal as the Raid, but in the same way that all the action that's filmed is, you can see it all. It's not zoomed in. There's no real quick cuts. Like, they want you to see these stunts, and the stunts are pretty cool. It's like a parkour or UFC fight in a way.
That's a good description. I like that. Now, Aaron, how did you feel about these action beats? And did they live along with the story, or is it just kind of inconsequential next to these pretty badass scenes?
I mean, the action scenes on their own are pretty good. I don't think that it really... They really weren't the kind of action I was expecting. Like, about two-thirds of the action in this movie is him kind of getting into hand-to-hand fights with either police, both corrupt and not corrupt, and getting into a couple of small shootouts. And it was a lot smaller scale than I really expected going in. They do a good job of filming it. It's a low-budget... God, that movie with Charlize Theron... the spy movie that I can't think of the title to all of a sudden. But, like, you can see them trying to do some long take stuff, and the actual fighting is pretty good, but you can also see them start to butt up against their budget every once in a while. Like when they do get into some of the more vehicle-on-vehicle action, the roads are a little bit empty-ish, and, like, it's never enough to really fully detract. The action scenes still bring it, but it was enough to notice them stretching out at that.
I don't know. I guess I didn't really mind that it wasn't like a frantic, like there aren't like frantic car chases, because this movie does something with a car that I've never seen, and I thought that was a lot of fun. I'm not gonna say what it was, but it's near the end. A certain car gets like modified and turns into something else, and I thought that's pretty cool. I dig that quite a lot.
No, I agree completely. What took me aback the most was that feeling of, whoa, that's a dangerous stunt. Good thing it's all. And then, you know, I'd pause and be like, wait a second, that still looks like a real car. Holy shit, that real car just hit that other real car. What's going on in this crazy movie? Are they insane in France? But I digress.
Honestly, first 20, maybe even 30 minutes of this movie, I was not digging it. I didn't care about the plots. The person who ends up being the villain, like, first line of dialogue, you can see them and you're like, oh yeah, that's the bad guy for sure.
Yeah, there he is.
I really thought they were just gonna be a lackey. Like, the when they were introduced, clearly it's like, oh yeah, they're a bad guy. But I really kept expecting there to be that, oh, and this is the real reveal of who the bad guy is. And I was like, no, oh, it's you. No, cool. Okay.
There are a lot of really good French action thrillers. I feel like that's kind of what they're known for. And I'd say the top three is a movie like Tell No One, Sleepless Night, which I'm actually not a big fan of. And there's one called Point Blank. Point Blank or Point Break? I forgot. Point Blank.
Yeah, I'd say Point Blank. Yeah, that's the most popular one.
Which I think they've all been remade, and that's kind of what this one feels like. Like, this feels like the lesser of all three of them, but it also kind of feels like this is just kind of meant to be put out there so that we can then put our Marvel actors in it in an American remake, which I wouldn't mind seeing an American remake. I was even kind of like casting, like, okay, this guy can be this person, this actor could be the lead and all that stuff. So that's kind of what this feels like to me. This feels like Netflix is kind of testing what we can do with this franchise. I want to say franchise because I'm not going to say much. I'm not going to be specific. But by the time the movie ends, I was kind of thinking, I think you guys forgot about something. And I was like, I'm waiting for it to come back. And here's the credits. I guess we're done.
Well, before we're done, I do want to ask you both about this cast. An action movie needs that hard-ass, awesome, plays-by-his-own-rules renegade. I'm just throwing out 90s terms at both of you. You're probably confused. Alban Lenore plays Lino. Now, Do you think he can carry films such as this even as the action hero, or was there something missing?
I think French Jason Statham was fine. he was totally passable. He was on screen. He was like, "Je voudrais un croissant," and you know, he's cool. it's elite. I don't speak French, so it's kind of hard to tell. I can't really tell if he's really being a good actor. I just know for a fact that the secondary lead, I couldn't stand that guy. I don't know if this was like a kid who's not young trying to be young or what, but I felt like he was an annoying character, and I thought he was an annoying actor as well. But the lead is decent. He's serviceable.
Well, it reminded me of Gone in 60 Seconds. You know, Nicolas Cage is like, "I don't want to steal cars, but my brother's in trouble." And his brother, when you meet the brother character, you're like, "Why are you sticking your neck out for this jackass?"
For real.
Yeah, French Jason Statham is okay. That's his name now, is French Jason Statham. But like he's okay. He wasn't bad. That might be like, as he said, because we don't speak French, so who knows? He could have been horrible and I didn't know it. But he also wasn't terribly charismatic. Like, honestly, the most charismatic person in the cast, aside from, I'm going to mispronounce this, maybe Stephie Selma, was the villain himself. And that's even a maybe. Like, he was very obvious, but he was still entertaining whenever he walked on screen and brightened up the room, as it were. But yeah, like, the cast was okay. Okay.
I'm going to call it right now. The villain, when this is remade, is going to be played by Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, I
can
see
behind that. I can behind that.
That's kind of inspired, actually. Who would you pick as Lino?
I would pick, I'm forgetting his name, but he's in Moonlight. He's the middle man. I should really look this up. I don't know, but if you've seen Moonlight and you know the main character when he's a teenager, that kid, I think that kid would be really good as a role like this.
Is it wrong that my first thought was Jason Statham?
Too old.
Fair.
No, I'm just kidding. He's great. Steffi Selma plays Julia, and I really liked her performance. Unfortunately, she's barely in the movie, even though she's kind of a catalyst to his innocence, and that really bummed me out. She has a stunt coordinated fight with him, and she actually does what's called a triangle on his ass, and it works, and I thought that was pretty cool, because if you've ever been put in a triangle, you will pass out, as such is the devastation of that hold. So that kind of got me excited. You got real cars and, as far as I could tell, real fighting maneuvers in this. So I think the action's great. It is, as you stated earlier, paced pretty slowly, but we're supposed to kind of fall in love with Charez, the character played by Ramzi Bedia. Did you guys fall in love with this guy's charisma and happy-go-lucky, "Yeah, stop crime, I love my family, 2 days to retirement probably," type of character, or was it kind of tropey for you?
I was just going to say, like, he was decent, the actor was interesting and charismatic, but he wasn't in the movie all that much. His exit is like towards the end of the first act, and so it was just, you move on very quickly, even though he did do a good job in it.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, we will point out that, hey, there's some cool stuff in this movie, but overall with that character, and really, I think the weakest point of this is the characters. They're like just charismatic enough to be passable, but not enough to be invested in if there's not action going on the screen. I felt that the guy who played Karras was the most likable character, but because he's supposed to be, you know, everything he's like a French cop Santa Claus in a way, adopting this prisoner. There's literally it kind of opens up with him going into the prison, seeing Lino and being like, "Mommy, can I get him please for our team?" And that's how it starts. And he's really nice because he's meant to be nice. So I can't really say like, "Oh, it's a great character." Well, no, it's morely, he's mostly just a tool for the plot, if anything.
You know, I realize he's also the only one who they don't have to consider physicality when casting him. Because, like, all the other main characters in the movie get into intense, well-shot, well done action. And so I can easily see someone hiring them because they can do those scenes. But with him going like, no, we don't need to worry about all of that. We can worry about getting the actor who flat out can turn out the best performance, not someone who can act and who also can do an intense fight over a 90-day shoot.
Yeah, very good observation. I want you to carry us home into your final thoughts there, Aaron.
All right. I thought this movie was mostly good. The last couple of Netflix movies I've seen have been like bottom of the barrel. Like before this was Last Days of American Crime and then Coffee and Kareem. So improvement no matter what. But I think the movie had some pacing problems in the second act. As a whole, the second act I struggled with. There are some individual moments, but the whole bit where he's like trying to find the titular lost bullet, I just kind of got bored with. But once they got into the third act and they got back into the vehicular stuff, the movie is on point. It's very much just a low budget been there, done that, would have been straight to DVD kind of movie, but it's a good one of those. So like that's not necessarily a bad thing. This is worthy of an audience. I would say give it a 6 out of 10 jobs that don't really play much importance until the very end of the movie.
Adrian.
So I dug this. I wasn't at first. I forgot it was supposed to be an action movie. And then when it turned into one, I was pleasantly surprised. And I kept being pleasantly surprised by the action. And I kept being disappointed and kind of laughing at the plot because it's, you know exactly where it's going. Like, there's no twist. There's no, there's nothing that you don't expect to happen. And that's not so much a bad thing. Because I feel like having that little of a plot really amplifies the action. And the action's cool. I dug the car chases. I dug the action. It looks like everyone who's cast is actually doing all the stunts. I'm not actually sure if that's true, but it sure looks that way. And I'd say it's worth a watch, especially if you're already into French action movies. This might be one of the lesser ones, but you're still going to get something out of this. And you're possibly going to get a sequel. I don't know if the movie even is like sure on that. It seems like they totally forgot about something, but you'll see if you see this. I give this 3 out of 5 years of French high school that just went down the drain because I don't remember much of it.
That's quite all right. That happens. I enjoyed this too. The action beats are really fun and really cool. I'd love to see a behind-the-scenes shoot of how they did a lot of these stunts. And that's my favorite thing about action films like this. The story, it's pretty convoluted, and his means to prove his innocence, I really thought there was going to be more to that, since, well, why would they stop lying? Anyways, no spoilers. I'm going to give this 6 triangles on 10 beefy Statham necks. So, Aaron, did you take any French immersion as a kid?
I did not. I did Spanish and promptly forgot every single lesson I learned.
All right. Bien. Et tu?
Si, si.